And let's find out if Nate Solder has dried out after the torrential rainfall last night during that second half. Hey, Nate, good morning, buddy.
Hey, morning. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Little. I mean, football is, it's played in all weather, and unless there's lightning lately. But last night, that must have been a little bit difficult in that second half.
You know, the linemen, we love it. You know, the rougher the weather, the better for us.
Yeah, you guys like it that way. Hey, I wanted to listen. You know Tom Brady well. You play with him. Last night, he said post game that he might need to work on his body language a little bit. We've had a discussion going on all morning. Some who feel like Tom Brady, when he gets fired up, they love it. It shows his passion. Others like LB over here, who says it was embarrassing and that he shouldn't be yelling at his teammates like that. Can you give us your perspective on Tom Brady and why he's acting like that, why he did that, and how you feel as a teammate about that, Nate?
Tom's a great teammate. He's a passionate guy. He's hardworking. He does everything he needs to do. I think. You know, that's just a manifestation of some of his frustrations. I don't want to answer for him. I think that he could probably answer for himself.
Have you been yelled at yet?
Yeah,
by him?
Did you get an earful last night, or were you one of the guys that got to skate?
No, he's always real positive with me, so that's it, I guess.
Well, because he's afraid you might miss a block purposely on the blind side. Do you think that somebody like Julian Edelman or some of these rookie receivers are bothered when that goes on, or is that football?
I don't know. You have to ask them. I think that Julian really stepped up. I thought he made some big plays last night.
Oh, he had a huge game last night. He had an absolute huge game last night.
Yeah.
So, from an offense perspective, did you feel like that things just weren't clicking last night, or that you guys pulled out a win against a tough Jets team? I mean, you know, I think people watching said, "Oh, it's not a very good Jets team." But how did you guys feel?
Well, you know, these games are always tough, and those guys play good defense, and they sure did last night. And when you win, you know. I guess I was happy to see that.
Yeah, well, happy to get a win.
Well, 2-0.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Tom Brady Tom Brady wasn't lighting up Tompkins and the receivers when they were coming back to the huddle.
Oh, I didn't see any of that. He's calling the plays. We're getting ready for the next play. We don't really look too much in the past.
Do you feel like do you feel like this offense, because you got rookies and you got guys who had the opportunity to play together, do you feel like it's a work in progress and that it, you know, we get to week four, week five, week six, or what have you, it will be clicking? Or do you feel like that there's a need to be on the lookout for a veteran receiver or additional receivers?
Well, I don't know about the personnel, but I know that the few years I've been here, you improve throughout the season. None of the good teams are where they want to be right now, so we all have to improve. And so whatever's going on right now is just something we have to continue to work on.
Yeah.
Well, not for nothing. Obviously, you're relaxing and resting when the D's on the field. But Vince Wilfork and company have played outstanding for the first two games.
Yeah, man, they were awesome. Chandler and Ninkovich and Vince and the whole group, man, they were just really balling. It was really fun to see that.
Well, since you can't speak for Tom and you can't speak for the wide receivers, how frustrating it is for an offensive lineman to be out there working their butt off, giving Tom the time, and then balls get dropped.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing when you're on the field is normally I'm blocking my guy. I don't even see what happens. So it'll be until I see the film and everything. Maybe I'll worry about that. But really, that's not my place to worry. You know, we'll get it all straightened out.
Is there a meaner or a tougher guy offensive line wise that you have played with or against than Logan Mankins? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was fired up last night. I love when he gets into it.
He's awesome.
Logan's awesome. Yeah, he really just wants to hit everybody. Man, to play next to him is an honor, man. He is a mean, tough guy.
So the answer is no. There isn't a tougher guy. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
he was ready to roll last night.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
He wants to go.
Listen, there's a guy that would love to, if he knew how to play hockey, he would love the game of hockey because we allow fighting.
Has Tom Brady earned the right to yell at his players? Is it okay? Should he be talking up to the wide receivers and saying, hey, guys, you know what? I know you almost had that one. We'll get it next time. Or has he earned the right to be able to yell at a player on the field?
Spaz wants it to be like Pop Warner, where never a negative word is said. It should only be encouraging words, Nate.
I don't know about any of that. I really don't. You know what? It's just all part of the game, and we just keep moving on.
Yeah. How was how much of the outcome last night had to do, if any, with it being a short week for you guys? Is it tough for you guys to turn it around like that?
You know, I thought we picked up all our protections really well. You know, I saw the defense really well, and I don't know if that was a factor for me at all.
What are you doing on your weekend off?
I'll watch to see. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but hopefully if it's nice, my parents are here, we might get down to the beach or something.
Oh, maybe a little apple picking?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? Apple picking for Nate's not really fun because he's taller than most apple trees, so it's like,
too easy, right?
You should go to Old Ironsides. That's a good take.
Oh, God. Don't do that to him, Hill Dog.
Why don't you go out to Old Sturbridge Village with your parents?
Go to Plymouth.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be fun.
All right. Well, we know one thing. It's a whole lot better when you win.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, hey, the win's a win.
No kidding.
You're the Berries. Great job. The O-line was awesome last night, buddy.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right, Nate. Thanks for calling in, man. And for being forthcoming.
You're
Thank
the
you.
All right, man. No problem.
Attaboy.
There's Nate Solder.